time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes, yes. We are back, crystal clear in your ear. You know, for sure. We in the building.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
What's good?
What's cracking?
Oh, man. Shit, everything cool over here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was kicking it. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all had homecoming this weekend out here in the A. So I was just dodging y'all traffic, the One Music Fest traffic, you know what I'm saying? The Atlanta Falcons game traffic, you know, Georgia Tech game traffic, all on the same weekend. But Atlanta handled it, and it was cool, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really get caught up in nothing crazy, no traffic and no backups, because I know how to dodge it a little bit. So, you know, it is what it is. But it was good. It was a good week, you know what I'm saying? Had a good time, you know what I mean? How was homecoming?
Homecoming was it was a beautiful thing. Homecoming was a beautiful thing. I enjoyed it. I like that. I'm happy that I went. I'm happy that I went. I probably haven't gone to a homecoming. Might have been 10 years.
Oh, you know so mean? this a grown folk homecoming for you.
This was a grown folk. Yeah, this was complete with the tent. You know, when you become a grown folk, you become the grown folk alumni, you gotta have the tent. That's what comes with it. That's how you keep your I don't say your dignity, but you keep your unity for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We had a tent. We had a DJ, another tent with a DJ across from our tent for our tent. That shit was fire. You know, it was good. It was good to see the people. It was good to see the people. Well, I'm going to get into that. But I say I'm happy I went. I probably won't go for a while again, you know, just for the fact that, not that it's a bad thing. It's like it felt like a high. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to step on it. You know, I don't want to chase the dragon too much that it don't be the same. I think it had something to do with the fact that this was 25 years. You know, we didn't get to get our 20 in because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the people were out. It was good to see. It reminded me, and I said it before, it reminded me of the Vibe reunion and the way that it felt like a documentary. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, these are some of these people, the people you haven't seen since the 90s. Like, seriously, it's like people you haven't seen in a long time. They've been gone. And then the beauty of it is, with us all together, it's like we see the youth in each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we remember when we were like 19, 20 years old, like we could still see that spot that, you know, so, you know, for some of the rest of the world, for these people, it's like they mommy, they the pops, they unk, they auntie. But to you, you know what I mean? They such and such from wherever, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shit, what up? You know, and it was, you know, so there was that. It just felt good. It was a good time. Good to see all the people. You know, I keep in touch with my one squad that's from college via for the group chat. And I've been saying, I'm bringing the group chats to life, so we had a couple dinners, you know what I'm saying? Well, we chopped it up. We ate good. We had a bunch of laughs, you know what I mean? Ran into, you know what I mean? Some peoples in the streets, you know what I mean?
Nigga, why you can't just say you ran into me at the street? See,
bumped into Muhammad, you know what I mean? My co-host, you know what I mean? In the A, that shit was crazy, you know what I mean?
I didn't remember the last time I seen you in real life.
I think the last time we was at that Restaurant Week shit. I forget what spot that was. Me, you, and Will.
Oh, yeah, a couple years ago at Philippe's.
At Philippe's, shout out to that spot. Yeah, Philippe. Shout out to Philippe's. But,
I ran into old D Lemon out there, you know what I'm saying? I forgot you was going to be there for real, because last week after the pod, you know, D asked me about some restaurants. I gave him my opinion on one of them. You know what I'm saying? And then, and just so happened, I went to an event, and it was like, shit, nigga got to get something to eat. And I thought about that place because it was close. I forgot we had talked about it until I was sitting down and they brought my food. And I told you one of my, when you asked about it, I was like, yo, they give good service, nice size servants. Mm-hmm. So when they brought my food, I remembered that. I was like, let me take a picture of this shit and send them just in case they come through this motherfucker. I hit him with the picture. This nigga replies back, oh, you there now? I was like, yeah. He was like, me too. I'm like, oh shit, nigga, where? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And he's like, oh, I see you right there. I'm like, I'm not, nigga, I don't see you. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool. You know what I'm saying? Got to catch up with the group chat. It was his group chat. I know Wes Manchild, you know what I'm saying? And then I met all the other homies. So that was cool.
Yeah. So that was cool. That was a good look. That was fun. Mm-hmm. Good food. You know what I'm saying? That shit was cool. Mm-hmm. Nice little festivities, you know, went to the to the Run CAU party.
Right.
Which shout is, you know, yeah.
Shout out to Shaka. Mm-hmm. Taye.
Yeah, Shaka Zulu, seen Taye, Trauma, you know what I mean? The people that put it all together. Mm-hmm. Seen a good amount of, you know, a good amount of my people in the building. Mm-hmm. And the next day went to the tailgate. And then you got to see the same people and a lot more people in the sunlight. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, so you could really, you know what I mean, see people. And you don't have to do too much yelling. It was still a little bit of yelling, but it wasn't as bad as in the club, you know. So that was cool. Then we had another dinner, another group chat dinner. That shit was fire. I tell you this, another thing there's a lot of things that you, and I haven't really thought about. I haven't all the way unpacked it all, but, like, I got me a good homecoming plate, you know, because at the homecoming, at the spot, I forget the name of the food truck, and they had a bunch of food trucks out there. We had some food, but it wasn't all the way ready yet. You know what I mean? They were setting up. And I was joking, you know, setting up is very dubious. You know what I'm saying? That's an ETA unknown. We setting up, you know, pending. So I was starving because I hadn't eaten since the night before. We get to the spot and I seen this woman walking through with some chicken wings to the point that I had to pull up on her and find out where she got those at. Like, them shits, first of all, that chicken was on HGH. These definitely steroided ass chicken wings. This shit was crazy. Typically, I don't even fuck with a steroided chicken, but these were some big ass wings. And it was just the homecoming. You know, certain homecoming plates, good fried fish, good fried chicken, French fries, shit like that that you see at homecoming, at HBCU homecomings, and it's typically fried well, seasoned well. You know what I mean? Like, it's a certain, you know, we talk about funeral plates, church plates. There's certain plates that have a legacy behind them. And I would say a homecoming plate is in that division. You know, so caught me a little split fish and chicken joint.
That shit was probably $100.
Nah, it was $27. Okay, it was decent. It was considering.
They be trying to run it up on a nigga.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it wasn't cheap, but it wasn't gouging. Nah,
20 something, that 20 something is decent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers out here, fish and chicken, they be wanting 38, 40.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's egregious. But I know they doing it out there. But, yes, I got that. The catfish tasted better than the chicken. They both was good. Mm-hmm. The catfish, and I'm not even a big catfish fan. I'm more of a whiting cat, but this shit was fantastic. The way they fried that shit. It was like, you know how, when you starving, you know what I mean? When you starving, anything is good, but when you starving and some shit is really good, then that shit is amazing. So it was like, it was just, that shit was great. That shit was great.
That's what nigga wake up, his whole roof, his mouth burnt. You know what I'm saying? He just been slamming that shit.
Yeah, doing too much. Nah, it was crazy. It was good as fuck. It was instant itis, a little bit of remorse. You know what I'm saying? But it was me and a few other people. So we all, it was a collective. Yeah, we went kind of hard. You know what I mean? And then the funny thing is, when you getting older like that, there's the concern about, like, I don't know, that might have been a little too much salt. You know what I mean? Start having that type of conversation. Yeah. I didn't. It was cool for me, but you know, not the fact that salt in the taste, but the salt in the intake and the way of shit. I might have fucked around and really went in on my allotment for the day. I got to kind of take it easy for the rest of the
Sunday.
Day.
That's that Sunday conversation to yourself. Shit. Mm-hmm. I had fried wings, fried fish, fried French fries. I had fried shrimp.
Everything.
Damn.
Everything. Yeah, that shit was good. You know, like I said, we went to a couple good spots to eat. And I will say that Atlanta, since I've been there, like, Atlanta's food scene has definitely got expanded, like on a whole nother level. Like it's definitely way more options, way different, you know, variations and things like that. Nice, cool spots and stuff like that. It was cool. I wish I could have, I would like to go back to Atlanta just to see the Atlanta of it all. You know what I mean? Like as I was moving around, I felt, you know, nostalgic for the city, you know, like this, you know, I was driving through or passing through certain places and spots like that. It was just like, oh shit, wow, I remember that, or damn, I ain't been there forever, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, I would definitely want to venture back, go back to the A, but yeah, that shit was great. Now we back here in New York, you know what I mean? Yeah. Motherfucker, yeah, nigga a year older now. You know what I'm saying? Today's the born day.
Buddy. Yeah, happy man, birthday to you, Jack.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
No doubt. Yeah, I was saying the Stevie Wonder joint, but you know, that's a little, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Thought that counts, brother. Happy birthday is enough. I appreciate you. And I like the fact that you mentioned it, though. So that's always as good as what it is. There it is.
You know, it's always like, you know, Carla, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Carla, who was on the pod before. Carla Raffert. Uh-huh. She used to be our boss. At Vibe, she makes a fucking extravaganza out of a regular birthday wish. You know what I'm saying? You know how, like, she be singing that shit, you be feeling like a little baby jogging in place like Master P on Versus, but we gonna get to that. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know how to celebrate like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
when that happens, it's like, wow, that... I don't even know people like this.
Yeah, nah. That's real shit. She hit me earlier today, and she you know, she sang the song. You know what I mean? Funny that you brought her up, because I told her I was going to shout her out. She was like, yeah, I'm going to listen to the show. I said, all right, bet I'm going to shout you out. Yeah. So shout out to young Carla Raffert.
She going
to
celebrate you, man.
Make you feel you just like gotta,
you was a year old. Like you lived a year.
Yeah, it feels for real. You know, it feels for real. You just bask in the glory.
You know what I'm saying? What I mean?
Feel like one of them people, you know, when you watch the award shows and they doing like a tribute. And then the person that's getting the tribute, they just showed them in the crowd and they just got to just enjoying it, hopefully. You
like
know
a little
mean?
Prince tribute.
Well, not a Prince tribute, because Prince is going to be judging it.
Yeah, he's going to judge it, but she going to pass the test every time. Patti LaBelle, those be the greatest ones. Patti LaBelle, she going to judge the shit out your ass.
Yeah. But yeah, salute to young Radford. Yeah, man, feels good, you know.
Word up.
Yeah. 48. It feels crazy. I feel like the numbers itself feel more and more unbelievable. You know what I mean? I don't feel it, but I'm happy, you know. But you know, I'm happy to get there. Because everybody don't get here, you know? And it's crazy. I did a show last night and real talk, I was probably older than 98% of everyone in the crowd. That hit me. I was like, damn, look at this shit. I was like, oh, wow, this is interesting. But it was what it was.
How'd it go?
I had a good time. Oh, I rocked out. I had fun. It was a good time. It was funny because I totally forgot that I was even scheduled to do the show because I booked it, you know, prior to me going to Atlanta. And like, I went, you know, we went hard. And then, so I was kind of looking for the Monday is like the nice. I had some shit to do during the day, but Monday was gonna kind of be the chill recovery day, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And then the shit popped up on the IG story. I was like, oh shit. You know what I mean? It was a good time. I had a good time. It was fun. Yeah, shout out to the people. We enjoyed
that's what's
ourselves.
Up. That's what's up.
Yeah, man, shit was good. Shit was good.
Documentary D.
Documentary, you know? Yeah, man.
But, you know what I'm saying, before we move, that's, you know, Homecoming is a documentary. You know what I'm saying? I've done sure. a documentary on Homecomings, but mm-hmm. it's a personal documentary. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, HBCU people, they like to fuss who got the best Homecoming. You know what I'm saying? G-Ho, Howard, FAMU, Tuskegee, Clark, you know, any, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But as I did the documentary, I realized whatever you came of age, that's going to be the best homecoming for you. It don't matter mm-hmm. about the best parties. And it's about you being in that place, on that hill, or on that campus with them niggas who you met when you was 17, 18, like you said, my man from Philly, my man from over here, my man, you know, mm-hmm. places you ain't, that was foreign to you at the time that you right. got to know through that person. That's the documentary. Like, it's the movie of your life, you know what I'm saying? When you went there and the first time you was grown and just sat alone, made your own rules, did your own thing, that's a time capsule, man, you know what I'm saying? And places that celebrate it, you know what I'm saying? Some schools don't celebrate it like that, but the places that do, you know what I'm saying? You get to go visit your time capsule and smell the smell of that grass that you couldn't walk on. And you know what I'm saying? Remember the smell of those buildings and what you saw and who you saw and who you met and the chicks that you fucking found out about when you got there. It's a movie, man, and it's not enough to do in one weekend. So that's why coming back is always cool for people. You know what I'm saying? You might look at it like, I go back in another 5, another 10, or whatever. But some people go every year because that's the mm-hmm. only dose of that they gonna ever get in the real world. And that's the part that makes homecoming what it is. Being able to revisit your own little safe deposit box. And, you know, take some out, put some in. You know what I mean? And keep it moving.
What's your frequency to go to homecoming? What, you know?
I used to go every year, you know what I'm saying? Because I worked it, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So from 2001 to probably definitely to 2008. No, from not 2000, from 1990, from 2000 to 2008. As such, I went every year, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. for sure, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. After that, I started going, you know, I'd go here and there, like if I had work, you know what I'm saying, if I was doing an event or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Then it was a break from probably 2012 to 2020 rather, that I didn't go. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then I went again 2021, and I haven't been since then. Mm. I think I went for one day in 22. So I just went down for the game and then came back to the A.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I think we won. That's the other thing. Like, who yeah, I think I'm on Edmond something. It's a new school I never heard of. Hold on, let me get their name.
Not Edward Waters.
Who?
Edward Waters.
I think it was Edmond. Maybe it might have been Ed. Hold on.
Edward Waters is in Jacksonville. It ain't new. That's just, it's a small school.
It might, either way, if that's them, they was new to our schedule. I never seen them before. Uh-huh. I'm going to tell you right now who was it. Oh, shit. Hold on. Yeah, Edward Waters.
Yeah, Edward Waters. That's in Jacksonville, Duval.
Yeah,
Duval. I'm
pretty sure we won. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we played them. This was my first time going to see the red field. That was interesting to see in person. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was cool. That's cool. Salute to Clark Atlanta University. Yeah. Salute to the AUC.
Find a way or make one.
Yeah, find a way or make one. Yeah, it's good to see all of y'all. It was a good time. Yeah, felt good. What else is good with you, man? What's going on? You said you just talked about, you referenced this Versus. I missed it. Wait, before we get to Versus.
We can't jump straight to the Versus, man.
Good. Oh, before shit. Right, it's one of them?
I'm just saying, before we get there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, shit. I went to see, it was y'all homecoming, but I went to Spelman to see Jason Reynolds' conversation. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Jason Reynolds is an author. You know what I'm saying? He's like one of the top black authors in the young adult category. You know what I'm saying? And he lived in my neighborhood. He lived in Bed-Stuy. He was one of my neighbors. He would always be at Bed-Stuy with all of us. You know what I'm saying? He's actually a listener to the podcast, so shout out to Jason. I didn't know that to this week. You know what I'm saying? He hit me with some shit. He was like, yeah, I be listening to the pod. I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's fire. That's what's up.
So we would be in Bed-Stuy. And Bed-Stuy was home to all the dreams and the humans that, you know what I'm saying, followed behind them. And you know, there's a lot of alumni there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we talked about it before, like Gregory Porter, Chadwick Boseman, the niggas from The Wire, you know what I'm saying? Terrence Nance and Sean Peters. So a lot of people came out of there with a lot of talent, but there was the hub where everybody was at. You know what I'm saying? Jason would be in there, but he was like younger, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like he was like one of the young cats that had not a chip on his shoulder, but he had the edge of, man, I got to make this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? And the difference was I had no reference on how to be an author. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't even know how a nigga would make that happen. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he was in there writing his books. I know he did his independent shit, but then he finally got a book off. You know what I'm saying? And then that motherfucker hit. And then he moved back to D.C. So, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really know what the story was per se, but I would see him on Instagram and stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I knew he was being successful at the shit. But until I went to this thing, I never seen him in a professional space. I sat there, I listened to his conversation. You know what I'm saying? It's deep. You know what I'm saying? The story is deep. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? It's like being at a place where you don't know the motherfucker. You just hearing their story. But when you see a person in a city that's not theirs, they trying to get it, they grinding, you don't really know their backstory, their home story, you know what I'm saying? They real stuff. So, you know, they're listening to the stuff. You know what I'm saying? Man, this nigga done wrote 28 books. You know what I'm saying? This nigga done sold over 8 million books. You know what I'm saying? Wow. This nigga done made that shit happen. He like the little Jay. He like the Jay-Z of young adult books. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I posted on my thing, like I seen something on his story where he showed up at the high school. So he's like on a high school tour. He's like on a tour because he got a new book called Coach. You know what I'm saying? Man, he come out there screaming like he a pop star, nigga. And I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know that existed for authors. You know what I'm saying? And so he went through his story, you know what I'm saying, how he framed his books and his family and the references he had that he puts in it. And it's just a dope story, you know what I'm saying? It was like one of the stories he told was like his great-granddad, you know what I'm saying, when he got free, I don't know if he bought his freedom or the motherfucker slave, motherfucker gave him some land after he died, but he gave him 200 acres, right? And I never thought about it like this. So he got this land. He obviously is different than other motherfucking blacks at the time. And you got a decision. You got this land, you gonna build a house. What kind of house you going to build? You only got two references, a shack, a slave shack, or a plantation house. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even considered no shit like that. And he's like, you know, his great grandpas, he built a plantation house for his family. That's how they grew up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's something I never pondered. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you got a free, you know what I'm saying? What kind of house do you build on your little farmland? Why would you build a slave shack if you ain't trying to be that shit no more? Boom. Bingo. So I was just intrigued by the story. One. You know what I'm saying?
This is his story or is the story?
This is his story. This is his story.
Gotcha, you know what I'm saying? Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Like, so, you know, I'm tripping it. Like, he had a lot of gems in there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, afterwards, I ended up, you know, he had a long line. I didn't feel like cutting or no shit like that because, you know, I was like, you know, and then, you know, sometimes nigga be too cool. You know what I'm saying? Nigga be like, all right, he got a whole line of people. I ain't going to bother the man. You know what I'm saying? But the lady who brought him down, hey, you wanna say something? I'm like, yeah, that's my neighbor. You know what I'm saying? She's like, oh, okay. Took me over there. We chopped it up. You know what I'm saying? That's when he told me he listened to the cast. I was like, oh, shit. And we took some pictures and shit. And you know what I'm saying? It was a proud moment. You know what I'm saying? Because, one, I already knew he was successful at what he was doing, but I didn't put it all into context, and I didn't wrap the story up in a way where I saw it. You know what I'm saying? Fully. You know what I mean? But that made me pay attention. Like hearing the stuff on the stage and how he put it together and how hard it is to write. But you gotta still do it and how he fight to do it. You know what I'm saying? And how that affects real life, personal life. You know what I'm saying? Because as a writer, you mostly inside of your own self the whole time. So he acknowledges how hard it is. You know what I'm saying? For his friends to be friends with him. You know what I'm saying? Or his lovers to be lovers with him. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I have to be inside of myself. Most people don't address that type of shit. They're just like, well, shit, I got to do what I got to do. Nigga, I'm grinding. But in real life, it do affect the people around you. So it was a lot of things in it that made me think. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate him for that. You know what I'm saying? And it's one of them moments where I'm actually proud. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't know none of this stuff, and had I not been around to hear none of this stuff, you know what I'm saying, I would have lived and gone and not known, you know what I mean? But I know now. Salute to that man.
Yeah, salute to that man. Yeah, congratulations. That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope. And so that is real.
Yeah, that you know what I'm saying, that gave me a lot of inspiration going into the weekend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that's fire.
I was happy about that.
That's cool. Yeah, but that's an interesting thing. That is true though. When you know, writing can be very like lonesome. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know what I mean? Cause it's self generated.
So right.
Sometimes you feel like you gotta tap in, or you gotta seclude yourself, or cloister yourself, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you know, that's deep.
So he got a series of books that have been uber successful.
Yeah.
Like teenage style, young adult style books. Mm-hmm. But it's, the main one is based off of a track, you know what I'm saying? So the characters, I guess, run track. He also wrote the Miles Morales book before the movie came out.
Okay.
He wrote that for Marvel. I bought that one for my son. And
back in the day or just recently?
Yeah, like 2013, 14, maybe 15, 17, somewhere around there.
You knew that he wrote it though?
Yeah, I knew. No? I went. That's the only time I seen him professionally. I went to the signing, but nobody did no talking. I went to the signing. I bought that book because I seen it on a blog or some news post or some shit like that.
Right. You
know, and then I knew my son, my middle son, who actually wants to be a writer, who actually is a writer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I bought that book for him thinking, you know, that shit, this is somebody right in your neighborhood, you know?
Right.
And and I tried to recall it when I was there. I hit him and I was like, yo, I'm at, you know, this event watching Jason Reynolds speak, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, who's Jason Reynolds? And I was like, damn, he ain't motherfucking get the point. So I was like, you know, the cat who... I bought you his Miles Morales book. He was like, oh, okay. He was like, you know, I must have missed the adult books, but I did like the Miles Morales book. So, as he was talking, I took some videos, sent him, you know, because he was, you know, he was speaking to like Spellman, college writers, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People who want to be writers. He was giving them tips and advice. So I took some videos, sent it to my son, and hopefully maybe got something out of it, you know what I'm saying? And could see somebody that live right in the space where he live come out and do it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Spread that inspiration.
Word.
You know
word.
What I mean? Yeah, that's what's
so up. That was dope. That was dope. That's really how I kicked off my weekend, you know?
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. That's a good way to do it. So, is it time now we can talk about this? Because you know why? I'm full disclosure. We pre-pod, right? Before we crack these mics, we just, you know, we catch up, we have our conversations and shit, whatever. And then the topic of the verses came up. And I didn't see the verses. I was in the mix. I missed it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The way Muhammad responded was like, nigga, you ain't see the verses? Like, I done missed out on some real pivotal shit in the culture.
There was a cultural moment.
I need to hear
more
about it. Yeah, man, talk to me.
Miss out, but you know what I'm saying? It definitely was a cultural moment. You know what I mean? So it was verses, man. I didn't, you know, I hadn't been paying attention. I didn't know it was coming out until like a couple of days before. And then, I was outside when it happened, so I had to rewatch it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But
so
I
had
not really. But it wasn't that much. It probably was like an hour after. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So the people were still talking. Probably.
Yeah, people was talking, but I wasn't tapped in so much at that time because I was at an event, and so when I got back home, probably like 10 o'clock. I think Versus probably was over like 9 or some shit. I just put it on Apple Music and watched that shit. So. Versus. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people. What?
I just let you clear your throat. Versus. Go ahead.
Versus, man. You know what I'm saying? We know the history of Versus. We was all in the pandemic. We watched the comments become characters. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we watch, you know, grown people make fools of themselves trying to write the technology. So Versus is always more than just the music. It's the whole experience. It's the commentators being able to watch everything that everybody does and have something motherfucking to say about it. Right. So
let me ask
Cash Money, No Limit.
Let me ask you this.
Huh?
Going in, Cash Money versus No Limit, as you was about to say, what was your first thought? Who was your money on? What was your thoughts? Who did you think was going to win?
See, my first reaction to it was, I mean, it's an easy wash for Cash Money. I thought Cash Money could easily wash. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know how they limited it. I didn't know if they just was the era of Manny Fresh Cash Money or did we slip into Young Money? You know what I'm saying? Drake, Nicki, or we slipped into, you know what I'm saying? Young Thug and whatever they called that little group they had, and then or
Rich Gang.
Yeah, Rich Gang. I didn't know if we slipped into Rich Homie Quan, Young Thug era. I didn't know if we switched slipping into where Baby and NBA Young Boys clicked up. I ain't know. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of ways that could have went, you know. So I come into it, you know, it's Cash Money. It's No Limit, you know what I'm saying? It's P and the Soldiers. It's, you know what I'm saying, the Cash Money Millionaires. You know, off rip, you know what I mean? I ain't going to go through every song and all that shit, but off rip, they came on out, Juvie, 400 Degrees. You know what I'm saying? That's a nice street banger, you know what I mean? And then, you know, P came out with his thing. I forget which one, but, you know, when I first heard the P record, I had a realization. I was like, wait a minute. This might not be as easy as I mapped out in my mind. Because it's easy to forget what was happening when that shit was happening. You know what I'm saying? And while Cash Money got all the hits that extend from the 99 to the 2025s, you know what I'm saying? They got shit. But when Master P now came, 92, whatever, 3, whatever, 94, whatever it was, to whenever they ended, them niggas, the difference is, them niggas weren't just making radio hit records that was getting, you know, pumped and, you know what I'm saying, played on the radio. Them niggas was making street anthems, and mother, they opened up, they gave like the 90s era YNs, they gave them niggas something to believe in. It was no, well, you know what I'm saying, it was nowhere for them niggas to go and have something to believe in. To them No Limit Soldiers, you know what I'm saying, they got a catchphrase, I'm body body. Once I heard that first one come on, I was like, wait a minute, nah. These niggas got something different than what these niggas got. You know what I'm saying? So let's see how this goes. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Cash Money was doing their thing. It was, you know, quite, they was quite festive and shit. You know what I'm saying? Most of them. I don't know what happened with Baby. I don't know if Baby was upset because Lil Wayne didn't show up, or, you know what I'm saying? You know how Teddy Riley was when the equipment wasn't working? You know what I'm saying? Seemed like Baby had like a little chip on his shoulder the whole time. You know, them niggas kind of halfway had beef and shit. Probably real beef. But, you know what I'm saying?
Wayne and Baby?
Well, No Limit and Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? That New Orleans shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, I didn't know if he was just on guard. You know what I'm saying? Or ready for the beef. You know what I'm saying? But No Limit, definitely them niggas was ready for whatever it was going to be. The difference, though, that you started to see real early is that No Limit now was more organized. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They was more organized. Like, when P had that mic, nobody ain't talk but P. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like mm-hmm. a whole lot of back and forth like Dipset was. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
It was like, okay, that nigga got the mic, and that's what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? So you notice that early. And then you start to notice that, wait a minute, you know what I'm saying? Cash Money ain't have all their personnel out there, you know what I mean? So you had Juvie, you had BG, Manny Fresh, Birdman, you know what I'm saying? Solid crew. But you ain't have Wayne, you ain't have Turk, you know what I'm saying? Of course, P didn't have Mystical, but you know what I'm saying? It was enough of them motherfucking soldiers out there to, you know what I'm saying, add layers to the songs. Psh, that shit gets to going. Hits keep coming from Cash Money side. But them street anthems keep coming from the No Limit side. You know what I'm saying? And it's shit where this wasn't like no big radio hit. This was shit that niggas was just bumping at the house, bumping in the car, bumping in your neighborhood lounge in your club. You know what I'm saying? I don't really recall bumping a lot of Cash Money just at the house for listening pleasures. You know what I'm saying? I remember a lot of club shit. I remember a lot of maybe some car shit. But I remember niggas is listening to No Limit like they was, you know what I'm saying, some disciples, Jesus and the disciples. Not no disrespect, no blasphemy. I'm just saying, that's how niggas was, street niggas was locked in. So as it got to going, you know, Master P got this, it to me was a lull, but to the real No Limit fans, he was just doing real shit. You know what I'm saying? Like some of the songs that weren't like the big old hits that everybody knew, but he played it to where I'm going to play that shit that niggas really, that I know niggas like. You know what I'm saying? While Cash Money played it to the hits. You know what I'm saying? Mostly. And then came a turning point. And everybody who saw it, they know. You know what I'm saying?
Is it a thing where you don't want to spoil it? Because if I watch it,
no, I'm going to spoil the shit. You got to be talk like everybody else.
Go ahead.
So in the middle of the battle, like right in the midpoint, Baby, he was about to do Number One Stunner. You know how niggas had their little setups to bring the song out. So Baby starts to go off about how he started stunting. You know what I'm saying? I was the first one to do this stunting shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the first nigga, you know what I'm saying, with diamonds in their teeth and tats in their face and da da da. I'm the first number one the nigga to start that stunting shit. And then they drop number one stunner. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, that's gonna go over well. Cool. But he was fussing like Suge Knight on the Source Awards. You know what I'm saying? Which, you know, it starts to look like, you know what I'm saying, you're kind of losing your cool. You know what I mean? So after the song go off, P come in that motherfucker. He's like, yeah, I got to give it to Baby. You know what I'm saying? I got to give it to Baby. He did start that stunt shit. And then Baby couldn't just take it. He chimed back in. That's right, nigga, I did start that shit. You know I started that shit. He's like, yeah, yeah, but I was uptown too, nigga. And I started that. And they played Body Body. Change of the momentum, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be that outside shit. For real. Was it like a Jada Kiss moment?
It was quick, though. It was quick. It wasn't as it wasn't as elongated and elaborated. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It wasn't as savvy, like hip-hop savvy. That shit was just on some real shit. Like, nigga, I was like, it almost got unruly. Like, nigga, you talking all that shit? Nigga, I was outside, too. And I started that body-body shit.
Right.
Ooh-wee, they put on that body-body. And the tide kind of switched real bad because the whole time, No Limit got the energy. You know, P was jogging. That nigga did motherfucking 50,000 steps just jogging the whole time. You know, he the little dance he do, little jogging dance. Mia X was holding that shit down because she sound good. She looking good. She looking fit. I know she was, you know, she had her bout with cancer and stuff. And, you know, she was be talking all the health stuff on social media. But she tight, the voice is tight, the breath control is tight, you know what I'm saying? So the most valuable players on the teams is Mia X and Juvie. Juvie had to carry the whole squad, you know what I'm saying? So you'll see memes on the motherfucking internet where, you know how they got the Popeyes lady all bent over after making them chicken sandwiches?
Yeah.
They was like, this Juvie carrying Cash Money. Because he had to rap all the songs, it wasn't no Wayne, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, man, them niggas played that body-body.
Shifted the moment.
Yeah, it shifted the moment. And then they got to a point where they was running out of time. So, you know, they was at Complex Con. So they had something else on that stage, I guess. And it was running out of time. Manny Fresh came on like, yeah, we got to just do one verse and keep it moving. And so they made a very tactical mistake right there. They played a Millie, you know what I'm saying? But Wayne wasn't there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of like, okay, nigga, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Especially, you might even be setting the people up to think Wayne about to
right,
come out.
Right, because niggas been asking the whole time, where Wayne?
Right. Secret weapon.
Right, yeah. So they played a Millie, probably because he was supposed to come, but it was like, ooh, that ain't turn out too well. And then them niggas come right back with that, make them say, nigga. Nigga, I'm the colonel of the motherfucking tank. Oh, man, come on, dog.
Damn.
Come on. So them niggas over there hype. I know Birdman over there sick because his lip was poked out the whole night. You know what I'm saying? Nah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no beef with Birdman. I'm put some respect on his name. But you know what I'm saying? His
Donary.
Demeanor didn't help his team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because his team, they was trying to have fun. You know, BG was just happy to be there. Goddamn. Juvie, he making run. He still looking, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could do shit. He could go on tour. Like, he making a run. So he like, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Ah, man. And before.
Yeah, I think he got a new album coming out, too.
Right. Yeah, he just dropped some shit. And before that little moment I talked about, it might have been, I don't know if it was before or after, but them niggas dropped some shit that I forgot. I didn't even know that shit was on No Limit. And I didn't even know that shit was that old because they still play that shit at every little barbecue, family function, any type of blacky little event. They play that shit, dog. And it's that chopper style. Chopper style, chop style.
Chopper style. Okay.
I forgot. Yeah. I didn't even know that shit was that old like that. Man, that nigga came out there and rocked that bitch like it was a brand new song, man.
The most. Whose song is that?
Chopper. Remember
Chopper from Making a Band, Chopper?
No, Chopper from No Limit. Remember the Pen and Pixel shit? You might not have known the nigga because you might not have been in it, but the Pen and Pixel goddamn shit with that shit say Chopper.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I know the song for sure.
Yeah,
for
you sure. Know that shit. I saw somebody post on shit. It was like, no, it was in the little chat going up the screen. That nigga said, I heard that song at every cookout I ever been to my whole life. So they had that. That was like a real crowd pleaser. But the coup right. de the coup de top, man. The coup de grab, my nigga. Them niggas came with that fuck them other niggas, man.
Okay.
Fuck them other niggas, man. Dun 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 dun. And Snoop Dogg came out, man.
That's what I was about to ask you. Okay.
Man, you know, Snoop Dogg is a rapper, man. You see that nigga, you think that nigga's a rapper. You don't think nothing else. You know what I'm saying? You don't think nothing about his being a daddy, a salesman, none of this shit. You be like, that nigga on that stage, that's a rapper, nigga. Mm-hmm. He about that life. You know what I'm saying? He bought that rap shit, man. And, you know, most of them, they had already said we only doing one. Man, they played that whole song. And that nigga the last verse. So if you go back and watch that shit on Apple TV, on Apple Music, they cut it. You know what I'm saying?
They cut Snoop or they cut the beginning?
They cut that. They cut a lot of that song. You know what I'm saying? But Snoop, like, kind of chiming in the whole song. And then it made me realize the biggest difference in the two groups in this particular battle. In this versus, you know what I'm saying? One, these niggas got a lot of street anthems over here. Over here, these niggas got a lot of hits. You know what I'm saying? But it's a different feeling with a street anthem and a hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Two, all the P-Nim shit is very street. And it feels a little bit adversarial. You know what I'm saying? Plays a lot better in a battle. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because even though you ain't talking about them niggas, it feels like niggas. That. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck them other niggas.
Uh-huh.
I'm down for my niggas.
Right.
I'll ride for my niggas. I'll die for my niggas.
Yeah.
And everybody is cohesive. They in coherence over here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Over there... You know what I'm saying? BG and Juvie like dancing to the No Limit songs. Baby is mad. He don't have no cohesion with his group. You know what I'm saying? His soldiers behind him got champagne and Balmain on. Over here, all these niggas got on camouflage. You know what I'm saying? These niggas are in character. These niggas are in when that nigga burn, man. Yeah, when that nigga Birdman started about to go off, you know what I'm saying? I started it. You could see every nigga on the No Limit side head turn on a swivel. Like, oh, what this nigga? Oh, what now? What he about to do? You know what I'm saying? It's one of them moments where if you was in a club, you backing towards the side door. Like, I don't know what's about to happen here. You know what I'm saying? So it went off. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas did fuck them other niggas. And then... Cash Money came with, of course, the national anthem. Back that ass up.
Okay.
But
how'd it do?
It did. I mean, of course, you know, it's back that ass up. It's a national anthem. It's supposed to be. But I think the energy had been drained so much from the Cash Money side that, you know, it didn't have the impact that it should have. And I think the surprise of having Snoop that song, I think it took a lot of the sting out of the punch of Back That Ass Up. So after it was over, you know what I'm saying, Manny Fresh do a speech, you know, pass the mic to Birdman. Birdman went full Suge Knight on him, you know what I'm saying? You know, I met this nigga, I went out here to get money, I'm doing it. You know, I met Juvie, I met BG, and I met Turk. You know, fuck Turk, bitch ass. You know what I'm saying? We see you when we see you. Like, what? Where the fuck did that come from? How you beefing with your own team on the stage, man? You know what I'm saying? Then
go ahead. Well, I saw in the comments, that's the one clip that I saw where he go in on Turk. Mm-hmm. I'm going through the comments, and it wasn't just like one or two comments. It was a wave of comments talking about, that's just how New Orleans niggas talk. They might just be cool. And I was I know niggas is aggressive, but it sounded bitter.
It was bitter. And Turk was on live during the show.
That's what I heard. I ain't watched his clip. I see he responded.
He did not take that shit as no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I saw that shit too, and then all the New Orleans people like, man, stop trying to act like you from New Orleans. You don't know nothing about New Orleans. That shit was no friendly gesture. Right. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because they were saying bitch is a term of endearment with niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if a nigga call you a bitch, I don't understand that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he ain't just say bitch. He was like, you know what I'm saying, fuck you, bitch. Like that there ain't no term of endearment. And the nigga tight, the nigga face tight, you know what I'm saying? Then he went full Suge Knight. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be Cash Money forever, nigga. We got NBA Young Boy, you know what I'm saying? So he was really pushing the Young Boy thing, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, you know, if you ain't with us, fuck you. Mm-hmm. And walked off. Like, wow, I thought we was having a good time. It was a celebration in New Orleans, but he didn't take it like that. So, you know, I think that demeanor kind of took away from the work that the team had done. You know what I'm saying? To put that shit on, do that shit, have a good time, make it a big thing. Because people, you know, they wasn't there for the fight or the beef. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it would have been interesting to see and some shit to talk about, but I don't think nobody was there for that. And, you know, and it could have went that way, but on the No Limit side, the whole night, they was, you know what I'm saying? Nah, it's a celebration in New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It's all this, it's all that. Knowing it probably was some silent, bitter beef in the background, but they never put it out there on stage, you know? So, it had some moments, man. It had some funny moments, man.
I got some questions. I got some questions, I got some commentary. It was in Vegas, though, right? It was in Vegas.
Yeah, that's part of the thing because it was at Complex Con.
Right.
And
you're
not with the people who would have celebrated the most to these songs that was being played from that era.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You did have some people out there that represented the culture, but you also had a mix. You know what I'm saying? You had some Asian kids, you had some little white kids out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if that shit was in Houston, shit would have been a whole nother motherfucking show.
In what way? I mean, it just would have been way more electric.
The audience would have been more. The audience would have understood the songs that were being played from a different perspective.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
It would have been the people who actually, because, you know, hip hop wasn't as diversified as it is now. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't no Rolling Loud. You know what I mean? Or niggas performing at Coachella. You know what I'm saying? So you're looking at homegrown music, homegrown audiences, clubs. You know what I'm saying? Cash Money might have came in the 2000s and started doing bigger arenas and shit like that. But, you know, I know because I was there. Because I didn't understand No Limit when they first came. You know what I'm saying? When it was Ice Cream Man, I was doing a stretch in Kentucky, and they swore by this nigga. Like, nah, that nigga peed Ice Cream Man. I'm like, what? This nigga got Dayton's on a Lexus? Nigga, I ain't understand it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, a couple summers later, though, that nigga was tearing shit up. So I understood how people actually felt about that music. You know what I'm saying? Cash Money, you come along, now it's more of a universal deal. You know what I mean? It's the videos are a lot glossier. It's a new time. You know what I'm saying? It's a new sound. Juvie had the voice. Wayne was a kid, but he had the, you know what I'm saying, style. And it was a different thing. But a lot of these kids now that's at ComplexCon, they weren't even around. You know what I'm saying? They weren't.
Well, that was, yeah. That was one of my other points too. I was gonna say, like, go ahead, keep going.
No, I'm done. That was it.
I was just to that point. I was gonna say, you know, just to bring it all back, Versus is like homecoming. You know what I mean? Versus is like homecoming for artists, and it's like homecoming meets a black ass card game. You know what I mean? Like, it's homecoming because if you can remember when these songs were super relevant, or, you know what I mean, when they were playing these joints, especially the ones that weren't on the charts, especially the ones that was just being played in cars, being played at parties, being, you know what I mean? Like, they mean album cuts that motherfuckers just love, that you haven't heard it in a minute. It's like going back to homecoming. You seeing somebody you ain't seen in 20 years. You go, oh, shit.
It rushed back to you.
You know what I mean? And it's a different type of energy, a different type of appreciation because, oh, shit. It's like, it's a time capsule. You just brought me all the way back, and I'm right there now. Like, I'm right there. Like, I'm ready to, you know what I mean? Like, there's that. And then I say a card game because, one, it's a lot of good shit talking, you know, or it should be strategic shit talk, especially if I'm busting your ass. But then it's also about you playing these songs like cards. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if they just use the big joker and just kills you with Snoop, it might make Back That Ass Up not look as crazy as it should have. You know what I mean?
And depending on how it was played. How they played it took the steam out of some of them songs. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I was just going to say, in my recollection, I remember, you know, because a good portion of the No Limit era was like, you know, me in college. You know what I'm saying? I remember actually when Ice Cream Man came out, I was still in high school. I remember watching that. I remember for whatever reason, they was playing it on Video Music Box. Or maybe Rap City. I think it was Video Music Box, honestly. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, similar to you, maybe not in the same way, but similar to you, it was left. I was like, wait a minute, what is this nigga doing? But when I went down there and I was in Atlanta and I was hearing them records in the clubs, and I was seeing the onslaught of releases. Yeah. Like, there ain't been nobody, and I don't even think Griselda's even at that level, but the frequency, you open up the joint, and it's like fucking advertisements for the next 10 albums is coming. This is coming. Right. And independent pixel of it all that shit. So, but to your point, when I remember Cash Money came on the scene, like the big thing about them was they just got $33 million from Universal. Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what kind of put them on the map or made people pay attention. Whereas P was like known as, he was the out the trunk cat. He was the super entrepreneur. You know what I mean? He had a fleet of artists. Them niggas is dropping and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was mad records. Like, one of my favorite records was Ghetto Dope when they flipped
that shit earlier today.
Did they play that or not?
Nah, they ain't play that. But yeah, we were talking about that shit today.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. But, two questions for you.
Now, hold on. Before you move on to the next questions, right?
Go ahead.
You're speaking of Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
What really sealed it, right? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was always skeptical because, like, Ice Cream Man, I was like, man, Drew Down already did that shit from the Bay. You know what I'm saying? Ice Cream Truck with the Daytons on it. Yeah, he already had that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, P Good for remixing shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But, and he was up in the Bay.
Yeah, he was in the Bay. So, I guess it was just maybe that was a Bay thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, it, you know, over here it looked like, Drew Hill did that. Drew Down did that, rather. But anyway, I was here one time. It was So-So's Death, Bad Boy Weekend. You know what I'm saying? And I think it was at Clark Gym. You know what I'm saying? When they was doing the basketball game.
Okay.
Shaka Zulu was in there. You know what I'm saying? Jermaine Dupri, Puffy. Motherfucking Groovy Lou with the white t-shirt on his dreads and shit. You know what I'm saying? This is when Bad Boy was about to come. You know what I'm saying? They had brand new, you know what I mean?
Right.
And they were playing all the Bad Boy songs. They was playing all the So-So Def songs. But at one break, they started playing some No Limit shit. Mm-hmm. And they played that Freak Hoes. Bounce your ass, put your knees to your elbows. Man, that gym went so fucking crazy. They was shaking that whole motherfucker up and down to the point where Puff just stopped and was looking like, mm-hmm. what the fuck is this? Like, because I'm talking about that's when them niggas had more money, more problems, the Benjamins. You know what I'm saying?
They
prayed that Freak Hoes. Boy, that shit went crazy.
And that's good in that gym, especially that Clark gym back then.
Man.
I was like,
oh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is what this is?
Yeah.
So it's a different thing what they got than, uh-huh. so, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't always factor in when you got the audiences, the comments are young and they weren't there. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then you don't have those people that was there in the audience. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's not as much, so you don't get the resonance. But
right,
both, I mean, at the end of the day, if I was Birdman, I would take it as, nigga, I've won. You know what I'm saying? I got artists from the 90s to right now. You know what I'm saying? I got Drake. I got Nicki. I got Wayne. Man, I'm untouchable. Who fucking with me? Nobody. Not in real life on the artist side. You know what I'm saying? I would take it as like, yeah, that's cute. You know what I'm saying? But shit, I am who I am. I would have kept it stunting because that's your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like D1 was trying to tell him afterwards, it looked like he was out of character. You know what I mean? And I think he probably was upset that his main personnel didn't show up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that was one of my questions. Mm-hmm. That's one of my questions. Because, okay, two things. I don't know mm-hmm. if Birdman was really out of character, because if I'm thinking about the history of Birdman, I would say 70% he's been ornery for a while. You know what I mean? Even at the height. And the other 30% is the mixture of other emotions. Right. But for the most part,
No doubt.
For a motherfucker with so many diamonds on his body, you know what I mean? So much money. The disposition did always match the wealth.
Like, you know, nigga, this mean? Supposed to like, be a damn, celebration. Bro,
what's going on? Yeah, what's going on, nigga? We popping champagne, nigga. Why you look like you drinking fucking lemon juice? But anyway, so boom. So there's that. So I don't even know if it was out of character. It's just kind of
is. I just know that's what D-Run references.
Right. No, I see it. I think he was trying to give him a little you know, like some, you know, just show them.
Some New Orleans pep talk.
Yeah, so exactly. But you know, listen, if you've been paying attention. But the other thing is two questions. One is a logistical question. One is I want to talk about this. I want us to talk about this for just a second. Real quick, logistical question. Is Mystical in jail?
Something like that. I'm not sure if he's in jail or he's under some type of, I don't know.
Because he wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there.
Okay, because I know that nigga got records too.
You know, that nigga is troubled.
Yeah, his shit is crazy. Now, we got it. I mean, what are your thoughts on the fact that Lil Wayne was not present? One, were you surprised? And then two, what are your thoughts?
I can't say I'm necessarily surprised.
Uh-huh.
You know, him and Birdman's relationship has been strained over some years. You know what I'm saying? Shit, maybe the last 10 years. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
To the point where, shit, he wasn't getting paid from Cash Money. To the point where it forced his life and he couldn't put out no music and he wasn't getting paid. You know what I'm saying? Which really put him in a bad situation. I don't know if that affected his decision to do it or not do it. I don't know what he was going through. You know what I'm saying? Might have been sick. Might have, you know what I'm saying, had bubble guts. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The nigga didn't show up. They say he was in Vegas, but he didn't come. They had a song mm-hmm. on the track list, but he didn't come. You know what I'm saying? So I have no idea what's going on in the background. I could speculate. You know what I'm saying? I could allegedly, but I don't know. What was the other question?
Nah, it was just about the mystical thing. Was mystical arena? Yeah, oh mystical. No, what I was saying. Well, one, I was saying it was two. The Wayne question was the two. You answered both. Were you surprised? You said not really. And then two, what do you think about it? And yeah. You know.
Okay, Mystical has been held without bonds since 2022 indictment for first degree rape.
Rape, right? Oh
man. Yeah, again. So he probably didn't need to be there.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm saying it ain't good for nobody involved.
Right. Right. Oh man.
Shit. What I think about it is, you know what I'm saying, it was a miss for the culture. It would have been a different battle had he been there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the spirits would have been different on the Cash Money side. I think it would have been a little hyper. Mac Maine was there, so it almost seemed like he should have been there. But, you know, again, I don't know his disposition or his feeling towards the group at this time, whether it's Birdman or anybody else in the group. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, as a man, seemed like if he wasn't going to come, you would have told somebody if he didn't tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you should let niggas put you on the track list and, you know what I'm saying, all that and don't come. You know, because they probably had to clear all that shit, you know what I'm saying, to play on the Apple TV and to get the shit situated for the replays and all that. That's a lot of fucking paperwork, man. You know what I'm saying? So you don't show, but, you know, niggas still going to listen to your catalog and run your catalog up. You're going to make more money regardless. Right. So
you think it was a no-show? You think he...
I think he was in Vegas, nigga. It ain't no reason.
I heard he was in Vegas.
There ain't no reason to be in Vegas and then don't come to spend an hour at the Versus.
Right.
Even 30 minutes, do a couple songs and get the fuck out. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think there's no reason not to come if you're there. And if you're there and you're not going to come, I think you should let niggas know I ain't fucking with it. But I don't know if he did any of that. But
right.
I'm not in it, you know what I'm saying? Nigga ain't calling my line. So whatever that man had going on, he had going on. But it would have been a whole lot better if he was there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Depending on how he handled it. You know what I'm saying? If he was there and right in good body and mind, I think it would have been good. I don't think the outcome would have been too much different other than it would have been a greater experience.
Okay.
I think the underground nature of P and No Limit was underestimated. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think Cash Money came prepared for that. They're like, nigga, we got hits, nigga. We gonna watch them niggas. He ain't had no rules and regulations for the crew. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody went in. Like, it seemed like P had to sit down with everybody. All right, listen, this shit. This how this shit gonna go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have all my hitters right here. You know what I'm saying? If them niggas get any way, shape, or form out of line, we on their ass, okay? All right. Everybody that's rapping, you know what I'm saying? Everybody going to get their turn. But when it comes to the talking, I'm talking. Okay? I don't think KLC said a word. The DJ, you know about the producer. But he just made sure that music was coming in right. I don't know what they was doing over there on the other side. That music wasn't hitting right, and I think that shit kind of pissed Baby off. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what I'm saying? You know how on one of the songs, he was like, yo, man, it's our turn, and then the beat dropped.
Mm-hmm.
He said that shit, and it's our turn, then the beat didn't drop. Then he said it again, and he was like, come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, play the goddamn record, man. He ain't say that shit, but I felt it for him because I heard it.
Demoralized. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's the words. You missed the cue.
Yeah, I heard the cue. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying when the nigga, whoever's supposed to be cued, missed the cue, it's a wrap. It kills all the energy.
It's like he wanted to fire that nigga.
Yeah, man.
Because I wanted to fire him. Because I was like,
Manny was looking crazy like that?
Not Manny. Manny was on the stage rapping with him. They had a DJ. I don't know who he was, but he had a DJ. He missed a few cues, man. He was a little late on some shit. He was like, you know what I'm saying? Because when you say Manny, it's our turn, I know that's a record. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He's like, Manny, it's our turn. That shit supposed to drop. But when P said, when he improvised and said, you know what I'm saying? I know you started that stunt shit, but I was uptown too, nigga. And I started that, and then that nigga knew what song to play. Well, obviously they knew what song to play, but that nigga came in right on time.
Right.
And another thing that No Limit did, they must have remastered a lot of that shit. Shit was like sounding new. It didn't sound like 90s records like you put on the vinyl.
Yeah. Right,
nigga, they had that shit sounding clean, nigga. Like with somebody like Mia X rapping, cause she got her cadence and her voice and her wind control down. That shit sound like the record. When that nigga Fiend was on Fuck Them Other Niggas, that nigga sound like the record. You know what I'm saying? When that nigga did the goddamn Chopper Style, that shit was crispy like we was, you know what I'm saying? So whatever KLC did in the background, he made all that shit sound good. And they shit was known to be, you know what I'm saying, to be a little, you know, lo-fi, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That kind of was the appeal to it a little bit.
Right.
They was serving it up. Yeah. So you say No Limit, you feel like No Limit won?
Yeah, No Limit won the battle of perception. You know what I'm saying? I think they were able to tap into their audience, and their audience was already feel, you know, there's something in their core of their audience that already feel that shit. But they were able to outclass them through the 10 songs. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't like we walked out there, it's a given that this our shit. We all gonna be on point. You know what I'm saying? Everybody gonna stay energized. We running, you know what I'm saying? We running 26 miles on this stage tonight. You know what I'm saying? Everybody into it. You know what I mean? Even the head busters, you know what I'm saying? They was into it. They weren't just standing around in the background. Even that nigga, remember the light-skinned nigga used to be in the background all the videos with no shirt? You know what I'm saying? The nigga Boz, who was P's partner? That nigga came out there with no shirt on, 60 years old, man. You know what I'm saying? He came out in uniform.
Right.
And the trip shit is, he kind of stole the show on the in the comments. Because like motherfuckers be like, who the fuck is this old uncle? You know what I'm saying? And then then all of the other chicks was backing him up. Like, oh, nah, he look good. You know what I'm saying? I take him up and through there. I'm like, what the fuck? Get this nigga. This nigga came brought a whole new life in the comments, man. That nigga come out now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's the light skin that used to be in the videos. He look a little older now, but he's still in shape. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, good shape for a 60-year-old nigga.
Right. Homecoming.
He still look like he a fighter, nigga.
Right. Don't say no slick shit.
Nah, shit. That nigga still like he'll fight a nigga.
For sure. That's crazy.
So,
oh man,
I think it was a win for everybody. I think Juvie and Manny should hit the road immediately, get the fax machine going. You know what I'm saying? Because I think people bought into their personality and they jovialness. You know what I'm saying? They could probably take BG too, but I'm saying Juvie. He played his part. You know what I'm saying? I think if it wasn't so contentious, if they took Cash Money and No Limit on the road, that shit would hit. But that shit will not work. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I don't think that's a good idea. Mia X definitely got her phone ringing up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think her opportunities is up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Fiend.
I don't really know. Fiend, I think Fiend got a good club run on. I think his club run is back up. I think his Thursday to Sunday. You know what I'm saying? He go get some money. You know what I'm saying? Silk the Shocker, if he wanna go out there and get some money, chase.
He
the
was
beat,
there.
You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be you know what I mean? I don't know if P wanna do that type of shit no more, but it's there. You know what I'm saying? I know it was rough earlier this year when they did Essence Fest and Mia X went on the show.
She was sick though, right?
Nah.
Well, she couldn't make it. She couldn't make it in time.
I don't know.
Oh, right. It was beef. Oh, right.
She was
a little
upset that she wasn't on the show.
Right, because they booked her through Birdman or somebody like that. Not Birdman, but P, instead of going directly to her. And she was saying, yo, y'all keep marketing me as if I'm going to be there, and nobody sent me no paperwork.
Right.
Yeah. So it sounds like they got things settled out.
Yeah, they got it settled. She came out there, did her thing. You know what I'm saying? She had Kelly Price backing her up. You know what I'm saying? Cool. She was back there helping, you know, getting, make sure she's straight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Mia X, though. You know, she been, I'm team whoop them pots. You know what I'm saying? Which was a hashtag she was doing when,
right?
It, you know what I'm saying? The music, it seemed like the music was gone. You know what I'm saying? She was just moving on to other shit. You know what I'm saying? She probably still did it, but she wrote a book with her grandma's recipe, team whoop them pots. Then she got another little book that with all her grandma's sayings and shit. And that shit is funny as fuck. I wish I could remember some of them, but one of them is her grandma said, we going around here just giving out tail to these niggas, you know what I'm saying? You just wake up, all you got is a wet ass. Something of that nature. It's just like little ghetto parables like that, you know what I'm saying? It was just funny as shit.
Rules to live by.
Rules to live by, you know what I mean? Yeah. So she just kept it moving and kept being creative. So it's good to see her get the public perception on her side, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Instead of just doing it, you know what I'm saying, in her own world. So that's dope. Shit. Everybody, like I said, Juvie and Mia X, they probably got the most out of this.
Mm-hmm. They should do a record together.
They should goddamn do a record together.
Mm-hmm. That'd be hard. Yeah. That would be dope. That would be dope. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad. I'll probably check it out.
On Apple Music and put it on, man.
Yeah, see about it. See a
they cut the little Snoop part, so.
Damn, I'm sure that's on the internet somewhere.
It's on YouTube. I watched it today.
Yeah, it's gotta be. It's sad to say, even though it's on Apple Music, it's probably the best viewing is on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you really want to get the real deal.
Yeah.
You know, so,
you know, these niggas be, the streamers be streaming it as a streaming and be streaming it at the same time, which is some wild shit.
Right.
It's like watching TV with a nigga.
Oh, you talking about the ones that are on YouTube and just be the streamers? Yeah, those are always interesting. Those are funny. Sometimes they good. Sometimes they complimentary. Sometimes it's just like, all right, bro.
No, for real. This particular guy, where we watched it, he said a little stuff, but it wasn't bothersome. You know, he didn't chime in and he let the shit rock, but he talked in the end. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But that's cool. That, man. So I had a good time. It's just like in the pandemic, you know what I'm saying? Feel like you was there, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You done dug into, you in the comments, niggas like, shit, these niggas in the comments wildin', you know what I mean?
Right.
So, it was a good time.
That's what's up. I like to hear that, man. I think it's time for us to transform and roll out.
Word up.
It's always, you know, a treat when players meet. You know what I mean? I just wanted to say that one. It's some old school shit. I heard another line. Nigga said, "Hey, sure, you better pump your brakes before you break your pumps." I thought that was silly as shit. I find that. It was some clip where this girl was like, she said, "Yo, I'm trying to be a P. I think I got my pimp isms." And she started spitting all of the isms and, you know, some of that shit you heard before. You know what I mean? But that one I ain't never heard. She said, "Girl, you better pump your brakes before you break your pumps." I said, "Oh, shit." But yeah, man. Anyway, listen, November 14th, I'll be at Comedy in Harlem, New York Comedy Festival. It's going to be a good time. Damian Lemon and friends. It's going to be cool. And shit, that's about it for right now. But until then, tell a friend to tell a friend,
and even an enemy,
to get in the conversation. We go.
Conversation.